Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Three lawmakers in Tennessee face expulsion today for taking part in an anti-gun rally last week. They're accused of using a bullhorn on the state house floor as thousands flooded the Capitol demanding stricter gun laws following the school shooting in Nashville. CBS's Mark Strassman spoke with Representative Gloria Johnson.
When you realized that they were serious about expulsion, what went through your mind?
It's outrageous.
If the expulsion goes through, what kind of a message does it send?
Well, it sends a terrifying message to me that we are losing democracy.
It could be the first partisan expulsion in the state's modern history. Former Vice President Mike Pence will comply with a subpoena to testify about January 6th.
I obviously have nothing to hide.
An advisor to former Vice President Mike Pence says he could testify before the D.C. federal grand jury within weeks.
But I think the American people deserve the whole story.
Possibly providing a vivid firsthand account of then-President Donald Trump's attempts to stay in office.
That's CBS's Robert Costa reporting. Tornadoes have killed at least five people in Missouri. CBS's Adriana Diaz is in Glen Allen.
Keith and Shannon Lincoln were home when the twister hit.
I had a carport back
it's,
up in
it's
here.
Gone, and then our detached garage, which it took, I think it took the most damage.
They rode out the storm in their bathroom, where they prayed they'd be spared.
I can say, we're well blessed. We got very lucky.
Lucky they survived when others didn't.
We lost some good neighbors down the road.
One person also died in storms in Louisville, Kentucky. A strong threat of thunderstorms is forcing the New York Mets, Philadelphia Phillies, and Baltimore Orioles to postpone their home openers today. All three cities have pushed games to tomorrow. And the Masters could also be affected by bad weather, but the tournament is officially underway now at Augusta National in Georgia. Jack Nicklaus with the ceremonial tee-off. Defending champ Scottie Scheffler aims to be the first player since Tiger Woods to win back-to-back green jackets. Tiger, by the way, tees off just after 10 a.m. Eastern. A proposed law could require kids to get their parents' permission before using social media.
The Arkansas proposal would require social media sites to verify parental permission and age for users under 18. Utah already has a similar law, and other states are considering the same. Republican Governor Sarah Sanders calls it common sense, but opponents say they've got concerns about privacy because it would require all users to give personal information they don't necessarily want out there.
The Republican-led state house has already passed the bill. Now it goes to the Senate. Market futures are mixed this morning. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. About 40% of Wisconsin voters cast ballots in Tuesday's election. Unofficially, a little more than 1.8 million people in Wisconsin voted. That's a record for a spring election not held at the same time as a presidential primary. Wisconsin Republicans do not sound keen on impeaching Democrats after winning a supermajority in the state Senate Tuesday.
They would need to do something very serious, so no, we are not looking to start the impeachment process as a regular occurring event in Wisconsin.
That's Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu speaking with Channel 12 in Milwaukee. Dan Knodel won a special election Tuesday, giving Republicans a two-thirds majority in the state Senate. In sports, the Bucks will be the top-seeded team in the NBA Eastern Conference playoffs after last night's win over Chicago. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Is your teenager anxious about their future? Would you like to see them take control with confidence and excitement? Contact Sarah Deacon, the adulting coach, at sarahdeacon.com and give them the courage to face their next level in life. Sarah Deacon Coaching helps to process decisions, relationships, rejection, and everything else teenagers go through. And it's a judgment-free zone to learn and express themselves. Visit sarahdeacon.com for your free consultation. That's SARADEACON.com.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Everyone deserves freedom over their own body. Everyone deserves the right to choose. Everyone deserves access to quality, affordable healthcare without judgment. And everyone deserves a healthcare provider who stands firm on these beliefs. This is the Planned Parenthood experience at any one of our 22 health centers across Wisconsin that offer reproductive healthcare services for everyone. Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. That's ppwi.org, and get the care you deserve, because we will provide that care no matter what.
Todos merecen la libertad sobre su propio cuerpo. Todo el mundo merece el derecho a elegir. Todos merecen acceso a una atención médica económica y de calidad sin juicios. Y todos merecen un proveedor de atención médica que se mantenga firme en estas creencias. Esta es la experiencia de Planned Parenthood en cualquiera de nuestros 22 centros de salud en Wisconsin, que ofrecen servicios de salud reproductiva para todos. Haz una cita hoy en ppwi.org y obtenga la atención que se merece, porque nosotros le brindaremos esa atención, pase lo que pase.
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUK Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like solid. Right on.
We don't need.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. How are you?
All right, man. I'm doing really great, man. I got a great guest on right at the top of the show. And, you know, I had a chance to meet. And let me do this. Let me introduce her first. Her name is Julie De La Terry, and she is the founder of Singing Trees Farm. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, you know, we've been trying to make this happen ever since I first met you several weeks ago, and you are as eclectic a personality as there is. I only know one other person who has as eclectic a personality as you. His name is Johnny Watermelon, but he doesn't do what you do.
Well, cool. There's probably a lot more people out there like me. You just haven't met them yet.
So let's talk. I met you, it's maybe 3 to 4 weeks ago. We were at what was the name of the facility?
That was at Wisconsin Grassroots Festival.
And I knew as I was, you know, we were doing a live remote, and as I was walking around the different exhibits and whatnot, you kind of caught my eye right away, because you had on one of those throwback tie-dye T-shirts.
Yeah.
And I mean, the real one, right? They've got some counterfeit ones today, but you had on this great tie-dye T-shirt that you gave me, and I have been sporting around the radio station. So, just to let you know.
My friend Bonnie, she makes a living making those T-shirts, so that's a one-of-a-kind in the world you got there.
Yes, it's really beautiful, but let's talk about who you are, because you are a very special person and the kind of work you do. What is Singing Trees Farms?
Well, Singing Trees Farms is kind of a culmination of my entire existence on this planet. I started out as a child, really wanted to be a farmer, and I didn't end up being one till full-time until about 5 years ago. There's a whole bunch of history that happened in between, which was being a landscaper, encouraging people to pull up their lawns and grow their own food in their own backyard. I did that for almost 2 decades. Then I went into college. I got divorced, from an abusive alcoholic husband, became a single mom, went into college as a non-trad at 40 years old. 9 years later, I had my master's degree in environmental science from UW-Madison at Gaylord Nelson Institute. Then I did a little bit of teaching here and there, and then I ended up deciding to go into farming a little bit more because I kept hearing these voices in my head from my grandmother saying, hey, you got to grow food, you got to grow food. That's where it's all at. In the meantime, I spent a lot of time with Native American folks, indigenous folks, learning their life ways and their ways of looking at things, their spirituality. It made a lot more sense to me than the spiritual practices I was raised in, which is, I call them Al-Qaeda Lutherans. I'm more of like a broad-minded person who understands each and every one of us has our own way of looking at the world, our own way of engaging, our own talents, and I don't go around pointing fingers at people. So then I decided to start the farm, and basically as a kind of a educational outreach to try to invite people to rethink how they engage with the land and the water and all these gifts that we've been given, and restore it and regenerate it. Focus on life building life ways and life building food, and affirming that we can all have positive effects on this planet and on each other. And so Singing Trees doesn't just produce food, it produces spiritual food. And that's the path I'm on right now.
You know, back in the day, you would be called a free spirit. You connected with Native Americans. I do know a little bit about some of their beliefs, and one of them that I think all of us could learn from, especially major corporations, is leaving the area that you just left better off than it was when you got there.
Right on.
You know, we don't practice any of that anymore. What part of the state is your farm located in?
It's in the southwest corner of the state, about 40 miles from the Mississippi River, right on the edge of a region they call the Driftless, which is a four-state area. The last ice age, the glaciers didn't come through. That's why it's called Driftless. So there's all kind of rock outcroppings and beautiful topography out here that's quite spectacular, but it has an actual energy to it that I really enjoy. It seems to draw artistic people and people who love the land. So it's a really cool place for me to end up. I didn't grow up here. I grew up outside of Milwaukee. Near Watertown.
So how many acres are you actually farming?
Well, Singing Trees is 106 acres. I have another home place where I have an actual computer and a landline. Singing Trees doesn't have any of that. It just has electricity, but we don't have technology there. We leave it behind. So I have my home place. That's 14 acres. And then we've got another parcel, 53 acres, with an active beaver pond on it. So we get to watch the beavers do their thing down there. So that's pretty cool.
So let me ask you, because you and I had a great conversation when we first met. And I am a person who can't understand why we have a government that allows corporations to poison the people. Mm-hmm. I don't care what food it is. They allow poison in the food, and the American people aren't aware that we are being poisoned. Is that one of the reasons why you decided to grow your own food?
Ever since I was a kid, I was very interested in being self-sufficient, like maybe 6-7 years old. And I've always been attracted to living out in the wild. And I started studying nutrition and organic farming when I was about 11 years old because I just recognized real early that there's this crap out there. There was a farmer spraying outside my door because my family lived on 2 acres. We were surrounded by a farmer that sprayed. So I think I kind of watched it and smelled it when I was just a little kid. So I realized it's something I didn't really want. And so my whole life I've been paying attention. And then when I entered into the halls of higher education and learned how to do, deep research and got in some chemistry classes and things of that nature, then I began to understand how it affects every system of our body and every system of the body of a plant or an animal. So then I can see in my mind what it's doing to us. The thing is, I mean, our whole political structure and our whole society is arranged such that we're not told the truth about anything. I mean, we can't believe what's on the label of chemical bottles of chemicals because their companies aren't required to say what's in the inert ingredients. We're not told what's going on. And if you go to a government website to find out what's the air quality today or, you know, what's the regulation on this or that or who's doing this, they're not going to tell you either. So you just got to pay attention and watch what's going on in your neighborhood and get together with people that are also paying attention. And as a group, you can kind of figure things out on your own because it's we live in a system of lies. We're being lied to every single day.
So can we trust when you go into the grocery store and it says organic food, can we trust that that food is organic?
That's a whole interesting thing. But first, before I go into that, they should actually say what's on the inorganic food. There should be a label by every single piece of produce they bring in from wherever in the world that should say what it's sprayed with. And I think it's really evil that they don't tell people what's on their food. And then now I'm going to switch over to the organic. I'm not certified right now, so I recently looked into getting certified organic. And I started looking at the regulations, and I started looking at what they allow in organic farming. And my farming is way better than what they call quote-unquote organic because they allow inorganic inputs into the organic system. So it's not a pure, you know, catch-all. You can't have 100%. You can't believe everything about that word because it's been captured by the corporations, too.
Well, yeah. Go ahead. No, finish your point.
The best way to know that your food is pure is to, like, actually know the person who's producing it, if you can somehow know that, or somebody who knows that farmer, or something along those lines, because it's been watered down. It started out with a good intent, but, of course, as soon as money got to be made, they increase the amount of red tape you have to go through to be called an organic farmer. And then who's going to afford it? It's going to be the big corporations. And what are they going to do? They're going to water down all the regulations.
Yes. I mean, I read something a couple years ago that these major corporations were buying all the organic farms and doing the same thing with the vegetation that they're doing with everything else. And yet, and keeping the tag organic on it.
Exactly. Here's something. This right here. This is what corporations do. Monsanto makes chemicals, but then Monsanto owns the bottled water companies. So that after they contaminate all of our water and all of our air, we've got to buy the water from them.
Yes, that we think
about that.
That we think somehow is pure and right to drink. But it's no different than the stuff. Listen, we've got to go to a break. I'm so excited to have you finally on the air. We're going to have some great times because I'm going to have you back again and again and again. It's Julie De La Terry.
Right.
And she is the founder of Singing Trees Farm. 844-967-2789 is the number. We're going to talk a little bit about the fact that people can come and spend time at your location and take in all the beauty that's there. We'll be right back.
Yeah, right. Okay.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to
to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Bright sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 49. Westerly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows dip down to about 28. Mainly clear tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 48. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Saturday with daytime highs approaching 55. 60 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Miss Julie Day Leteri. She is the founder of Singing Trees Farm. And let me ask you this, because, you know, we can talk about what happens when food is being poisoned. And they'll tell you, the corporations will tell you, there is no other way preventing what's natural, and that's insects and other things to, get on the food and stop the growth of it and eat it before it can even come into, ripeness. What is there that you can use that will prevent that?
That's a really good question. First of all, a lot of times a little bit of insect damage, that's going to tell you that's a really good piece of food you got there because it's not contaminated.
That's true. before you go any further, I mean, that is absolutely a brilliant answer. Because when you go into the grocery store and everything looks perfect, right? I mean, fruit, the vegetables, it looks like it's wax because of how it's perfectly shaped. It's the colors, it's vibrant, and all those things. And you say, if it looks like that, those things have been contaminated.
Exactly. Because nature isn't like that. I mean, if you go out and I gather a lot of native fruits and everything, and I don't like put chemicals on everything. So there's a little blemish, maybe a scab, maybe an insect took a little bite or whatever. But that's telling me that when I eat that, I'm not going to get sick. I mean, the insects are doing me a favor, man.
you know, they really are. And so is that why when you go in the grocery store and I look at, again, the stuff that the corporations have created that don't drink in the sun the way it should, that will provide the nutrients in the vegetables and the fruits, because it can't, because of the way they've configured it. Yet when I go over and look at the organic stuff, I look at it, oh, that looks horrible. But that's the stuff that's good for you.
Yeah, right. But there's like layers and layers of discussion we could have here. Even organic industry like Organic Valley will make it so there's a lot of farmers out by me, Amish farmers that are certified organic, and they grow produce for Organic Valley. But Organic Valley will reject up to 50% or more of the veg that the farmers bring in because it's not perfect. It doesn't have the right size. It doesn't have the right shape. And there's big piles of food out here just going to waste because Organic Valley, even though it's organic, it's still a corporation. It still wants to McDonald'ize everybody's appetite, so everything has to look the same. There's no individuality. There's no diversity. And so there's tons and tons of waste because they're playing right into it. So right now there's a movement called the Ugly Food Movement, and it's trying to get people to realize that you want to eat the ugly food. You want to eat the stuff that doesn't look like this stuff because it's actually better for you. And the way that it got this way, it's not only it's genetic modification. They have genetically modified a lot of our foods. I mean, if you go online and look, they've modified 20, 30, 40 of the crops we find in our stores, but they don't tell you they've been genetically modified. And plus,
it's legal.
And the soils are getting depleted now. So a lot of these foods, and I've done my research, have like a third or a quarter or even a tenth of the nutrition they used to have years ago when the soils were alive and robust with all the things that needs to be in a soil. Soils are alive. They're not just this dead substrate. So not only do the foods look fake, but they don't have any nutrition in them.
And no flavor.
But when you go in there, they say, oh, eat this. This is good for you. Come on.
You know, Julie, and no flavor. You know, I always say you go in the grocery store, and I love oranges, and I used to really, as a young boy, get the big oranges, and I forgot what they call them from Florida, and they were the juice, the nutrients in them, you could open it up. By the time you start peeling it, the juices would run out. Well, you go in the store and see that's what used to be that same size orange, and it's colored perfectly, and it's perfectly round, and you take it home and you get ready to open it up, and you open it up and there's dry. You know, it's dry all the way through. And now, have you ever experienced that? No,
oh,
you
man.
Don't. You're smarter
I just,
than that.
I just read something the other day that they're finding that the oranges out there in the stores, I don't know where, but I read that they don't even have any vitamin C in them anymore.
I know. You know, that's...
Because they mess with them so much.
Well, you know, that's why we're going to have you on again and again and again, because I talk about these kind of things all the time. And I think that the people don't believe me that what's happening in this country is that corporations and the lives of people don't matter. It only matters to the families. And so money is the God. And so they don't care about the fact that long term they're causing cancer in people and shortening the lifespans of people. Go ahead.
Then when you look at federal laws and how they're written, the laws are written to indemnify these corporations from the damage that they're doing. Like that recent train crash that happened.
Right.
Almost immediately, they went to the state legislature and tried, I don't know, they might have passed a law, but I read they were trying to pass a law to put a cap on the amount of damages that people could claim from their malfeasance.
So hang on, my friend. We got to go to a break. Miss Julie De Leteri, she's from Singing Trees Farms. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
CBS News Brief. Protests are expected today in Tennessee, where three state lawmakers face expulsion for leading an anti-gun rally. State House Speaker Cameron Sexton.
Unanimously, everybody in this body would agree that that was not acceptable behavior. That is not how members of the General Assembly should act.
Tornadoes have killed at least one person in Kentucky and five in Missouri, where storms cause widespread damage. CBS's Adriana Diaz.
Residents here in Glen Allen told us they're used to tornado warnings in this part of the country, but this town is usually spared. This time, they took a direct hit. The governor says the cleanup could take months, which is obvious.
The Masters is underway at Augusta National. Jack Nicklaus with the ceremonial tee-off there. Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson are also playing, but officials have their eyes to the sky with bad weather in the forecast. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The head of the University of Wisconsin system says higher tuition will help state universities compete with schools across the country. Last week, the Board of Regents approved a 5% tuition increase for next year. UW System President Jay Rothman says a UW system education is still affordable. Republican state lawmakers might try again to cut the length of time people in Wisconsin can get unemployment benefits when times are good. Right now, people thrown out of work in Wisconsin can get regular benefits for as long as 26 weeks. The latest bill would cut that to as short as 14 weeks. The bill would link benefit periods to the unemployment rate. In sports, the Bucks will be the top-seeded team in the NBA Eastern Conference playoffs after last night's win over Chicago. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Want instant respect when you tell people what you do for a living? Want to turn heads for the project you helped build? Want a thrilling career? Want to make some big bucks? Be a cowboy of the sky. You'll get the best wages in the business, full family insurance, and two retirement plans on top of those great paychecks. There's more. Be proud and happy to go to work again. Contact Ironworkers Local 8 at 414-476-9372. 414-476-9372. Or visit IWL8.org.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. Ashiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AsiaRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, Wisconsin, the spring election is April 4th. Make sure you're prepared with an ID to vote. If you have a Wisconsin driver's license or state ID, military ID, U.S. passport, VA card, or Wisconsin tribal ID, you're all set. If not, you've got options. For free help getting an ID to vote, call or text Vote Riders at 866-ID-2-VOTE. That's 866-ID, the number 2, V-O-T-E. Call or text today, 866-ID-2-VOTE.
Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me, for me.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Julie De La Terry, and she is the founder of Singing Trees Farms. Let me ask you, you sell your produce.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I go to the local farmers market, and I've been trying to get into a store here and there, but the regulations are so strict that it's hard for a small independent operator like me to get the best quality food out there so people can have access to it, because that's the way the system's organized.
So the only way to get access to your produce is to come to you, right?
Yeah, Yeah, I do deliver to people, but I just deliver locally right now. But if there was a group, of people, like 20, 30 families in a city that would make it worthwhile, I'd drive over there and feed them because I want people to have access to this. I'm sitting on hundreds of pounds of food right now in my root cellars that I'm going to have to throw away because I want to donate it to a food pantry. And they say, well, you can't donate to a food pantry because you're not registered with the state. And I'm like, do that. I'll find somebody I can donate it to. I don't need that.
You know, that is, if ever there was something that clearly let you know that something is inherently wrong with the way we do things. Here you are doing the right things, producing food in the right manner. And they've got the FDA saying, no, we've got to protect the people from you. But then corporations that are doing the wrong thing, it's okay for them to do it.
I know everything that should be isn't, and everything that shouldn't be is. It's just everything's so upside down right now. It's just hard to wrap my head around it.
Let's talk about animals. Do you do anything special with animals?
Well, I run some turkeys and some geese and some chickens, and mostly I use their manure as my own fertilizer because I don't buy fertilizer. And I have some horses, so I just make my own inputs for my fields and rot down my vegetative matter and make my own compost. And once in a while, I'll go up to Lake Superior and get some fish oval from the tribal fishery and make my own fish fertilizer because I don't even trust the fertilizer companies. I am this year going to be purchasing some microbial inoculants because that's something I can't do. And what they're finding more and more is if you want a healthy body and healthy crops and a healthy planet, you got to pay attention to those little tiny things we don't see, like the fungus and the bacteria and the proteins and everything that lives underneath our feet. There's a huge community down there that we barely know. We know less about a handful of soil than we know about going to the moon and back. So to me, it's like this sacred dance with the unseen world that's going to keep me and land and the people that eat my food healthy. So, and that's a growing thing right now. More and more people are realizing it. Go ahead.
So isn't it just, you know, to believe that the natives and their knowledge was poo-pooed and they were basically looked at as uneducated people, that they really kind of had the key to all of this, right?
Well, yeah, and the thing is, you know, that's the indigenous people that lived here, but now there's still people that live here like me, so I'm indigenous to my spot, nothing against, you know, that term, but I know the land I'm on and I'm interacting with it, but the powers that be are going to say, well, you're a small operator, you don't hold a bunch of licenses, and you don't play ball with us, so you don't have any validity. So the indigenous people, they wanted to steal their land, and they wanted them out of here because they were standing in the way of quote-unquote progress, which actually meant exploitation. They didn't want everything exploited, and the new culture in wanted to exploit everything. And basically, what do we got now? Corporations are the new colonizers. They're colonizing every part of our lives. They're colonizing our bodies, our children's minds, our spaces, our homes, our governments, our healthcare system. It's like one big freaking corporate tapeworm sucking the life juices out of every part of our existence, like sucking our soul out, you know what I'm saying? And up to us to stand in our own power as individuals and communities and say, we're not going to play this game with you all anymore. We're done.
So let me do this. Jenny, you got a question you want to ask my guest?
Sure. I'll chime in here. Hey, Julie. Good morning. This is Johnny Watermelon over at WAUK and Civic Media. Hey, I just had a couple of questions. You really raised an eyebrow here. I do a little work with the Waukesha Farmers Market. Can you talk to, say, the laypersons or the general population, some of the things they ought to be on the lookout or questions they ought to be asking vendors when they're going shopping at the farmer's market? Can you talk to that point at all?
Oh, yeah. Like, like if you're going to go up to a vendor and you kind of want to know the quality of your food, just ask them, you know, what is your cultivation methods? You know, do you practice regenerative practices on your farm? Do you keep a certain amount of your farm for pollinator habitat or bird habitat? Down in Singing Trees, I have 60% of my farm is habitat for pollinators and birds, and I plant about 500 trees every year. So I'm constantly regenerating the system.
Wow.
So because, like, one of the critiques I have is you can get an organic label, but if you farm the same way as a non-organic farm, which is basically production-driven, row crop, monoculture, then how are you different? You're just using a different suite of chemicals on your plants.
Sure. So I have a second follow-up. Maybe you could comment on something. Can you talk to the point about local plants that might be right underneath our noses and we don't know the quality or the availability of them to be used in everyday consumption? You know, I'm a mushroom hunter. I like to go out and hunt up morel mushrooms and asparagus. Is there anything that you think the common person could be walking right by and could have some utility in their life? Can you speak to that?
Oh, yeah, you're throwing me a nice slow ball. I'm going to hit this one out of the park. Okay, so, I mean, I take people on walks all the time. Last spring, I had some college students out, and they came down the Singing Trees, and they just stood there by my driveway, and I pointed down at the ground, and we found 15 plants right under their feet right there that were food and medicine. They're just standing right there. So, I mean, they're everywhere. But the thing you have to think about when you live in an urban area is you have to pay attention to where they're growing, because there's a lot of contamination in the soils in urban areas. You might have Sure. lead. You might have, you know, stuff from gasoline, from cars, oil, Mm-hmm. whatever. So it's a lot more challenging for people in urban areas to collect the good, pure plants that are just coming up around. So you just got to be careful with it. But right now I did dry a bunch of the vegetation that comes up in my fields. I don't like to call them weeds, but the volunteer plants, a lot of those are highly nutritious. So instead of pulling them up and throwing them in the compost pile, I've been dehydrating them, and I made a powder, a drink powder that you can put in your shake in the morning, and I call it Eat Your Weeds. And it's basically dried up weeds from Wisconsin because they're superfood.
See, like Earl, right there in your own backyard.
Let me ask you, Julie, the soil and the fact that the nutrients in the soil that has been ignored, and even in, mm-hmm. in many farms that aren't, organic or farms like yours, the soil has basically lost its nutrients. Let's talk a little bit about that and what that means and how that happens.
So imagine there's as much diversity under your feet as there is, well, actually, there's a lot more than what you can actually see. So if you can make yourself small and go down into the ground, you're going to see, you know, millions of different types of bacteria, millions of different types of fungus that eat the bacteria. And then there's fungus that have a relationship with the roots of the plants. So they actually go into the roots, and then the fungus goes out and increases the root zone. And when it does that, the plant gives the fungus sugars, and the fungus brings in nutrients like micronutrients and brings it into the plant. So there's all these relationships going on at the microbial level that allow the plant to have the nutrients in it. If you destroy what they call it, the microbial biomass under your feet, if you destroy all those little relationships with all those little tiny critters down there, you're not going to have the nutrients in the plant, because all this has to happen. It's a great big symphony of life. We're not paying attention to it, especially conventional agriculture. They destroy the microbial biomass, and they got to make up for it by adding nutrients and stuff back into their soil. Why are the nutrients gone? Because they leach it away and they destroyed all the mycorrhizal fungi. So, but cultures all over the world know how important it is. And I heard in Korea, they have Korean natural farming, and they'll put a bowl of partially cooked rice in the forest, and they'll let the forest inoculate the rice with fungus and bacteria. They take that back to their farm and they spread it on their fields. So the forests are actually the areas that treat the rest of it. So it holds the diversity that we need everywhere. So forests are very, very special places. Obviously, I love forests.
You know what, Julie? What you make me feel and think about is that, look, there's got to be something bigger and better than the man, right? I mean, when you talk about the diversity of what's happening in the dirt and under the ground, and how if those things disappear, basically we disappear, right?
Right on. You nailed it.
And yet, as simplistic as that sounds, it's as involved as it can be. Those things you're talking about are alive. We don't see them. And nothing else can be alive that grows unless those things are balanced. Is that safe to say?
That's true. And if you think about it, it has significant layers everywhere. And what I'm talking about is diversity. Without biological diversity, we're heading towards the cliff. Without personal, cultural of diversity in the human population, without the acceptance of diversity and the working cooperation between all of us, we're heading towards the cliff too. What do corporations do? They tell us the best way to live is as a rugged individualist and not work on your community, right? And so they're trying to head us towards the cliff because they're trying to get us so we don't accept diversity, but we want to have as much diversity as possible everywhere in every system of life. That is the key.
Hey, Julie, can you answer this for me, please? You ever think of running for president of the United States? I mean, that, you know, we need truth tellers, and we need average people, you know, truth tellers who can explain it in a way that all of us uneducated people can understand. And you do an absolutely spectacular job of that. And, you know,
well, I'm so glad to hear that, Earl, because sometimes I think, well, maybe I'm not saying it in a way that people could understand. And you know, I don't even like to think about the word uneducated, because that just really doesn't mean anything. It just means people haven't been exposed to something. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, what I'm talking about is, you know, the manner that you are explaining things, I knew something wasn't right, but I didn't know why it wasn't right. You have done a spectacular job of explaining why these things.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned you knew because we all have intuition, and what I encourage people to do is listen to their intuition, because you knew that. You were educated. Your body was telling you something.
Oh, no question. Hang on. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. My guest is Julie Deleteri, and she's with Singing Trees Farm. When we come back, we'll talk about how people can come and visit the farm and those kind of things. We'll be right back.
Cupid, don't you hear me calling you? I need you. Help me, I need you, Cupid, don't fail me.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Want instant respect when you tell people what you do for a living? Want to turn heads for the project you've helped build? Want a thrilling career? Want to make some big bucks? Be a cowboy of the sky. You'll get the best wages in the business, full family insurance, and two retirement plans on top of those great paychecks. There's more. Be proud and happy to go to work again. Contact Ironworkers Local 8 at 414-476-9372. 414-476-9372. Or visit IWL8.org.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with highs around 49. Winds out of the west, 15 to 20 miles an hour. Clear skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 28. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 48. Dry and warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the mid-50s to the upper 50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And if ever the time was right to have a guest like Ms. Julie De La Terry on, it is right now as we are entering into the growing season and the death of life is coming back to life, you know, and when all these things die during the winter and the spring rolls around, life comes back to all of these things, and so it's great information, and that's why we're going to have Julie on again and again. We'll work out a time to have her on, but you know, Julie, people in the city, they're trying to do the right things. They have plots that they're growing themselves and they're trying to do all the right things, and yet, you know, like you said, there's lead in the soil, in the water. And here's and perfect person just called, and I was hoping that she would. My good friend Mary from Wauwatosa, who is a person who does her own growing. Hey, Mary, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. What do you think of Julie?
Good morning, Earl and guest. Oh, just so uplifting to hear this message. And I just wanted to call attention to a Green Fest Milwaukee that's taking place this Saturday at Flores Hall, 2997 South 20th Street, this Saturday, day before the holiday. So hopefully people would have time to take this in, because I think it speaks to exactly what's being talked about today.
You know, Mary, you grow your own fruits and vegetables. What are your thoughts about what you're hearing?
Oh, just positive, positive, positive. We all need to hear this word.
All right, Mary, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Jackie from Milwaukee. Good morning, Jackie. How you doing? Thank you for the call.
Good morning. I had a question for Julie. I love this program, but I was curious. I came in at the end of it. I mean, just the last 10 minutes or so. Julie, have you heard of geoengineering? Does that have anything to do with the quality of the dirt and the soil?
Could you say that again? I didn't quite catch that.
Geoengineering? Maybe not. I went to a meeting up north, and the farmers were all out there, and they were talking. You see these jets that are flying around all over the place?
You're talking about what comes from the out of the back of the jets and falls to the ground.
Yeah, but it's not normal jets. I worked for an airline for 25 years, so it's not. They're little white jets, and if you pay attention and you look at the sky, they're
yeah. Well, it's called chemtrails. Chemtrails.
That's the slang term, but chemtrails was actually in the. There was a Dennis Kucinich had a. Bill out there and never passed, but the word chemtrails was in there under biological weapons. So,
right.
So I'm just curious because I know they tested the soil somewhere out in California.
So Jackie, let me do this because we're running out of time, and I'm going to have her on again and again and again. Okay. So we'll definitely give you a chance and her to respond. But before Julie goes, I want her to talk about her facility, how people can come out, you know, and those kinds of things.
All right. Well, I'll talk really fast. In 1976, they began researching geoengineering at Lawrence Livermore Laboratory. So we'll pick that up at another time. Another comment is, you said, like, in the wintertime, things die back. In the spring, they come back alive. I just want to point out, Earl, nothing dies in the wintertime. It just kind of slows down.
Dormant.
The bacteria, the fungus, the sap in the trees, everything's still alive. It's still vibrant. It's just sitting there waiting, and it's not dead at all. It's just like people. We got all this energy. We're alive. We're just waiting for that opportunity to become fully ourselves. So what's going on with my farm? It's near Biola, Wisconsin. It's got a trout stream running through it. It's several small fields. I'm increasing the native patch sizes. I'm planting trees every year. We have lifted a turn-of-the-century farmhouse out of the mud and rebuilding it with materials that have come off other old buildings that would normally have been thrown away. So we don't even use any new materials on any of our building because we believe we want to just upcycle as much stuff as possible. There's no plastic on the place anywhere to be found. The long-term vision is to be able to have people learn how to make medicine, gather their own teas, learn how to use their hands, do basic skills, but in a way that's very respectful of the land, respectful of the area. There's a large opportunity for some spiritual communication with the non-human world there because there's no lights. When you look up, it's you got the sky. There's no light pollution there. It's quiet. It's far off the road. So you'd be able to actually listen to your inner voice and, you know, do some of that internal healing that all of us need to do right now because we live in such a dystopic reality, not of our own making.
You know, I'll call you after the show, and I'm going to make sure that we set up a time and a spot so you and I can continue to bring your voice to people across this state who want to make sure that their children and that they are eating right and properly. And I just don't think it's right, Julie, that we live in a country that's supposedly the greatest on earth, and yet the people are being poisoned and they don't even know it. You know,
I don't know how much time we have now, Earl, but there are movements out there like the community rights movement where communities stand in their power as individuals in their constitutional rights for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to not be abused by the government and by corporations. That's a whole nother conversation, but I'm involved with that movement.
Okay, my friend, leave your number with Calvin, and I'll call you afterwards. Thank you very much. Great information, yep. As I knew it would be. Have to go to a break. All when right. We come back, we're going to be joined by, how can I forget my friend's name? Do we have enough time? Maybe I need to just make sure to come out and get all my vegetation and fruits from you. It'll help my brain power.
Right on.
Max Richmond will be joining us. We'll be right back.
your teenager anxious about their future? Would you like to see them take control with confidence and excitement? Contact Sarah Deacon, the Adulting Coach, at sarahdeacon.com and give them the courage to face their next level in life. Sarah Deacon Coaching helps to process decisions, relationships, rejection, and everything else teenagers go through. And it's a judgment-free zone to learn and express themselves. Visit sarahdeacon.com for your free consultation. That's SARADEACON.com.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop and order now. The shop.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.